A meditation on loving kindness. In this practice, we will be intentionally cultivating an experience of warmth, connection, and kindness, and offering good wishes to oneself and to others. Sometimes these feelings or intentions are easily accessible, sometimes not. Just giving it your best shot and letting that be good enough. Closing the eyes if that's comfortable, or gently lowering the gaze. And starting by bringing attention into the body. Making any changes to your posture that will support the body to be comfortable, alert, and balanced. Tuning into the breath, moving into the body, and allowing the body to soften and ease with the out-breath, if that's available. Feeling the breath gently moving through the body. One way to kickstart feelings of warmth and kindness can be to bring to mind somebody in your life who's been there for you at some point over the years. Someone who's cared for and supported you. It doesn't have to be perfect love you received. Simply that somebody in your life loved you selflessly, maybe once or for a great deal of time. Choosing someone where the relationship isn't too complicated. It could be a warm and caring family member, a grandparent, aunt, uncle. Could be a teacher or mentor who supported you as you grew and developed. Maybe you've got a friend who's reliable and there for you. If no one comes to mind, another way to connect with a felt sense of warmth and kindness is to picture your pet, if you have one, greeting you when you arrive home. Or the openness and ease of lying on the grass, warmed by the sun. If you're able to connect with a felt sense of care and love, allow that to register in the body, in the mind, and the heart. Sometimes sadness can arise, perhaps connected to a sense of absence in our current lives. That's a normal part of life, and actually can support us to develop greater self-compassion. Life is hard sometimes. If you've been able to recall someone who loved you well, when you think of them, it's likely to stir warmth, connection, openness. Can you feel the power of that care, that love? How it is to feel accepted and cared for, even with your flaws and imperfections. And all of us have these flaws and imperfections. They don't need to stop us from receiving love or offering love. And when you're ready, thinking of somebody that you care for, with the intention of extending unconditional friendliness, acceptance, and love to that person. Understanding that the gift you're giving them supports them to feel cared for and protected. As you're offering unconditional love to this person that you care for, remembering how you feel when you've been cared for and supported. how good it is to know that you're accepted just as you are, even with your imperfections. So, holding your loved one in the mind's eye and silently wishing them a happy life, wishing them well-being and peace. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Or if you have a better way to offer them your care, feel free to use it. Allowing yourself to be bathed in any warm feelings that arise as you think of a loved one and wish them well. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Allowing the person that you care for to move into the background now and bringing to mind somebody who you see around but don't really have any feelings towards, either positive or negative. Maybe a person you see occasionally at work but haven't spoken to. Or someone who works at the cafe that you sometimes go to. Opening to the possibility of offering this neutral person the same care, acceptance, and warmth that you extended to the person you care for. After all, they're a human being, just like you, who has dreams, hopes, and challenges, who wishes for happiness and to be free from suffering. Holding this neutral person in the mind's eye and silently wishing them a happy life, wishing them well-being and peace, whatever good things you'd like to wish them. May you be well, happy and peaceful. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. Opening to any warm feeling or connection that arises as you wish this fellow human being well. May you be well, happy and peaceful. Allowing the neutral person to move into the background now and bringing to mind someone who's a bit challenging, for whom you have negative feelings. Nothing too intense for this practice, for this moment. It could be a colleague, a patient, a family member. Perhaps reflecting that oftentimes a person's actions are due to what's happened in their past or due to stresses that they're confronting in the present. It's easy to focus on a person's worst aspects when they're irritating, rude or hurtful. Is it possible to stand back and see them as someone like you? We all make mistakes and at times don't live up to our highest aspirations. At times we do acts or actions which are hurtful. This is the nature of being human. Seeing this person as someone who's struggling but deserves love And holding that intention of offering warmth, caring, even unconditional love to them in your mind. It doesn't matter what the response is. That's out of your control. What matters for you is what you have in your heart. Opening, as best we can, opening the heart to them and knowing that an open heart can coexist with clear boundaries. Just like me, this person wishes to be happy and free from suffering. Holding this difficult person in the mind's eye and silently wishing them a happy life, wishing them well-being and peace. May you be well, happy and peaceful. May you be well, happy and peaceful. Opening to any warm feeling or connection that arises as you wish this fellow human being well. Just doing your best. May you be well, happy, and peaceful. And just as you've offered kindness to others in this practice, recognizing that you too could do with some understanding and care, extending your good wishes to yourself too. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. Offering and opening to care for yourself. May I be well, happy, and peaceful. And now, being attentive to what's present for you as you sit here, in the body, the mind, and the heart. Appreciating that you've been doing something skillful in the last few minutes, that you've been consciously cultivating an attitude of kindness, friendliness, and generosity. Noticing once more the feeling of the body in the chair. Resting with any feelings of warmth or kindness that may have arisen. And if your eyes were closed, when you're ready, opening them and returning your attention back to the room. Go well.